From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Toyota CEO Akio Toyoda is apologizing to accident victims at a congressional hearing. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, Toyota continues to insist vehicle electronics are not responsible for problems with sudden acceleration in Toyota vehicles.
After a month of mounting recalls, the grandson of the company's founder finally spoke directly to the American people. Reading from a prepared text, Toyota apologized for injuries customers had suffered and pledged to improve safety. He blamed the recalls on the company's excessive ambition.
We pursued growth over the speed at which we are able to develop our people and our organization, and I am deeply sorry for any accident that Toyota drivers have experienced.
Toyota's blamed acceleration problems on faulty floor mats and sticking pedals, but some Congress members and safety advocates say that explains only a small percentage of the cases. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors says it will shut down its Hummer line. GM has been trying to sell the brand, and a pending deal with a Chinese company has collapsed. GM was trying to work out an arrangement with Sichuan Tengzhan Heavy Industrial Machinery Company. Now GM says it will wind down the Hummer business in an orderly manner. The top officer in the Marine Corps is telling Congress the question of whether gays should be allowed to serve openly should be secondary to the main purpose of the military, to protect the country. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
General James Conway told a House panel he worries that the central purpose of the military would become what he calls secondary to the discussion. That discussion is whether to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The 1993 law prohibits gays from serving openly in the ranks. Conway is seen as the most resistant among the service chiefs to repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Conway says he supports a Pentagon plan to study the issue over the next year. Appearing with Conway, the chief of naval operations, Admiral Gary Ruffhead, said he wants the study to be completed before any changes are made. On Tuesday, the top officers in the Army and the Air Force advised a go-slow approach on repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They told senators that allowing gays to serve openly could disrupt a military fighting two wars. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A Colorado judge has set bail at $1 million for a Colorado man accused of shooting two children yesterday in a school parking lot. Brusso Eastwood allegedly shot the students. He was overpowered by a teacher. Officials at the suburban Denver Middle School say Eastwood had visited their building earlier in the day but had not acted suspiciously. Police say they are not sure what the motive might have been. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 92 points at 10,375. The Nasdaq was up 22. It was at 2235. You're listening to NPR News. There's more news from today's competition at the Winter Olympic Games in Canada, specifically affecting the U.S. Women's Olympic skiing team. Skiing champion Lindsey Vonn crashed in the giant slalom today and injured one of her fingers. One of her U.S. teammates also did not perform well. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Lindsey Vonn says she'll have the injured hand x-rayed before deciding whether she can compete in the slalom race Friday, her last chance to add to the gold and bronze medals she's already won on the slopes. Vonn doesn't generally do well in giant slalom, but she had the best split time before the crash. Julia Mancuso has two silver medals so far, but faltered in the first giant slalom heat when a starter sent her out on the course prematurely. A medic and course workers were still attending to Vonn, who was tangled in a fence. Mancuso was forced to abandon her run mid-race and was given a do-over, but she finished far from the leaders, perhaps tired from the first attempt, and skiing a course worn down by other skiers. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
Federal authorities have accused a former New Orleans police officer of hiding information about possible police misconduct after Hurricane Katrina struck the city in 2005. Former Lieutenant Michael Lohman is charged with obstructing justice for allegedly filing false information on a police report. It's connected to a shooting incident that left two civilians dead and four hurt. A jobs bill is headed back to the House of Representatives. It passed the Senate earlier today on a vote of 70 to 28. The legislation gives tax breaks to small businesses that hire unemployed Americans, and it spends money on highway and public transit programs. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.